Hello, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Richard Shi, the Deputy General Manager of Huawei Hungary. Thank you very much to give us this chance to make the speech for the University Telecom Department. Before the speech, I would like to express my regards to all of you and your family. You're safe and very well in these difficult and uncertain times. Today, my speech topic is Stay Together, Technology Against the Pandemic. In this speech, first, I will share the insights of the pandemic, how it changed the life and the work of the people, as well as ICT infrastructure. And I will introduce the telecom operators' best practice with high technology, such as 5G, fiber, and AI, to fight against the pandemic outbreak. And also, I will to show the ICT infrastructure as a strategic foundation for the government to fight against the pandemic. Let's see the insight of how the pandemic changed the lifestyle of the people. Due to the lockdown, all the shutdown of the city and the countries all over the world, it changed the lifestyle of the people. Let's take the China as an example. More than 60% have to stay at home. And at the same time, there's a more than 30% increase on the mobile internet time. And at the same time, because the people have to work at home or work remotely, there's more than 300 million population that they have to work at home. And also it changed the way of the education. The Chinese students didn't stop the learning, although all of the school have to close. And in the meantime, the teachers will give the online courses to the students who study at home. And the daily active user is more than 127 million. And also it changed the shopping style. Before the outbreak, the people used to prefer dine at the restaurant, but now they have to have their dinner at home. And also, the number of the online shopper for the fresh food have increased more than six times. All of the change have the big impact on the telecom operators network. The first big impact is the data traffic. And in China, as I said, the online internet traffic has increased more than 30%. In Italy, the fixed network traffic has increased more than 70%. And in Germany, the data traffic has increased around 50%. And also, we have seen there's no off-peak time for the network. Before the outbreak, the peak hours usually is 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at night. But after the outbreak, because most of the people have to stay at home for the work and for the study, the peak time have extended from the 9 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock p.m. at night. The second big impact is the coverage. Yeah, this picture shows there's one engineer in Pakistan. He had to build a tent in the mountain to get the broadband connection to have the work online. And also there's some story about in China. There's one student have to climb the mountain for 30 minutes in order to have the online course to get the connection. And meanwhile, there's also a story is about a teacher have to climb to the tree to get the good connection to give his online course to his students. And also in the underground parking place, in order to have the zero touch payment and check in and check out, the connection also is needed. So in the summary, we can see people need the broadband connection anytime and anywhere. And also, nobody should be left out. So we can see the high technology is required to help the society to fight against the pandemic. There's some cases. The first one is about the medical resources limited in the first beginning of the pandemic outbreak. For example, in Wuhan, they connected another three big cities in China, Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou, use a 5G network to share the doctors to make the CT screen diagnosis. So in this case, the requirement for the network is the downlink and uplink is more than 50 Mbps. And for the latency, it should be less than 30 milliseconds to guarantee the quality. And also, empowered by the fiber, the high quality and high resolution video conference is made possible to connect two cities hospital. It's over 2000 kilometers. And in order to keep the people directly touch, the AI temperature monitoring system can help to detect the people's temperature. And the speed is 10 people per second. And this can bring the benefit 50 times quickly than before. And also the latency is less than 10 minutes. This is a requirement to the network. And also I would like to introduce some best practice for the telecom operators. They are doing their best to maintain stable network. In order to provide the data traffic and the required capacity, China operators provide the 4G network expansion in one city within one day. And also, in Wuhan City, for the emergency telecommunication requirement, the China Unicom, China Telecom, and China Mobile built the 5G coverage within 3 days. And also, there's a lot of the global telecom operators take all measures to provide the good coverage and also the good capacity connection. For example, Vodafone provided the capacity and the coverage in European countries, and also MTN in Africa countries. And Huawei has support over 300 operators to maintain the stable network operation in more than 170 countries and regions all over the world. And I wanted to give you some cases about the high tech to fight the pandemic. The first one is the how to use the 5G type, the B ultrasonic test. This is a telemedicine. So the patient, they even can have the doctor's review. Even the doctor is 1,000 kilometers away. And also the second one is, as I mentioned, for China Unicom, they provided the AI temperature scanning. They provided the 10 people per second. So this is suitable for the scenario with the, a lot of the people. And also they use the 5G drone to provide the emergency education and the communication, and also to keep the social distance. So we can have the conclusion that ICT infrastructure is the strategic foundation to help the government, help the society to fight the pandemic. There are some countries recently released some new policy to enhance ICT infrastructure, like in South Korea. They increase their 5G investment from 2.7 trillion to 4 trillion Korean won in the first half year of 2020. And in Belgium, the fiber investment it accounts for 40% of the total ICT investment by 2025. And as we know, the spectrum allocation is an effective action for the ICT infrastructure. And in Ireland, the operators, including the Air, 3, and the Vodafone, and they promote the regulator to issue the temporary spectrum license to them. So the authority come back just to charge 100 euro for the 6 months temporary license. And in Hungary, the government has very high efficient 5G spectrum auction. And they issued the spectrum of the C-band, 700 megahertz, and also the 2.1 gigahertz. And there will be more and more countries will issue the more spectrum to help the society to fight the pandemic. And in China, the government has launched the new infrastructure project. And it is include the 5G base station. It will build more than 550,000 5G size in 2020. And also it will have the fiber to home ratio 90% more. So finally, please allow me to thank all those who contribute to fight the pandemic. It's including the work in hospital, that works in the hospital and healthcare system, and the telecom engineers, and also the universities. And we believe with all of our efforts, we will win this fight against the pandemic. Thank you very much.